Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Farewell to a pope.
It's a solemn occasion as well as a historic one.
Speaker fight stagnates.
We have work to do that we can't do.
Massive storm lashes Northern California.
We're just going to get out of the way, let nature do its thing.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup.
Benedetto, fedele amico dello sposo.
History at St. Peter's Basilica today. Pope Francis has become the first pope to preside over the funeral of a former pope, 95-year-old Benedict, the first to resign in nearly 6 centuries. Correspondent Seth Doan is in Vatican City.
The somber funeral concluded the nearly decade-long chapter in which there were 2 men in white at the Vatican. Monsignor Anthony Figueredo says Benedict XVI will be remembered as a great intellectual.
There are crowds gathered here, but nothing compared to the crowds that we saw when Pope John Paul II was buried.
He really never wanted to be a pope. He retired into privacy in a monastery, and so I think the crowds are naturally small.
Benedict stepped down, citing age and declining health. That was in 2013, as the Vatican was rocked by clerical sex abuse and corruption scandals.
Benedict continued to command respect amongst traditionalists in the church. Will this unleash Francis to bring out even more progressive policies? Will it give him freedom to say, I too will need to stand down?
The fight over a House Speaker stagnates as political paralysis sets in Washington. Congress will begin a third day deadlocked after Kevin McCarthy lost 6 votes in his bid to lead the new Republican majority. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Leaving Capitol Hill Wednesday night after losing his House speakership election for the 6th time, Kevin McCarthy said he plans to hold on for now.
Do you have a deal with those guys right now?
Not yet, but a lot of progress.
A revolving door of backroom meetings and a marathon second day of votes.
A speaker has not been elected.
Couldn't break the logjam.
I'm ready to vote all night, all week, all month, and never for that person.
The standoff threatens disruptions, especially to the newly elected House members that haven't been sworn in. They might have difficulty fielding questions from their constituents who might need help with Social Security checks, passports, or veterans benefits.
A massive storm pounding Northern California with intense rain and wind has turned deadly. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Sacramento County.
The damage has already begun across the Bay Area and Central Coast. And for at least one family overnight, heartbreak.
We had a fatality up there of a minor.
The town of Occidental's fire chief, Ron Lenardi, described the events following a tree falling on the mobile home of a family of 3, killing a toddler.
When I first arrived on scene, a frantic father came out of the house holding a child, and he said, my child's not breathing.
We anticipate that this may be one of the most challenging and impactful series of storms in the last 5 years.
Authorities are warning residents to stay indoors and off the roads unless ordered to evacuate.
A 28-year-old doctoral student accused of stabbing 4 University of Idaho co-eds to death is back in Idaho after he was flown in by Pennsylvania State Police last night. Brian Koberger could make his first court appearance in Idaho today. A horrific find during a welfare check in a small town south of Salt Lake City. Enoch City manager Rob Dotson.
Upon entering the home, officers found 8 individuals, 3 adults, and 5 minors who had received gunshots and were deceased.
Police say all of the dead were members of the same family, well known in Enoch. Officials have not released a potential motive, but say there is no threat to the public. The Buffalo Bills say safety Damar Hamlin is still in critical condition, but showing signs of improvement after Monday night's tackle in Cincinnati. The NFL is still considering whether to reschedule the game.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins, and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all, and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
President Biden plans to make his first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border since he took office.
That's my intention. We're working out the details now.
It's expected to happen around his visit to Mexico City next week for the North American Leaders Summit. It comes as the number of migrants trying to enter the U.S. skyrockets. After months of pleas from Kyiv, President Biden says the U.S. is considering sending armored combat vehicles to Ukraine. At the same time, the administration is considering sanctions on American companies that provide parts for Iranian drones Russia is using in the war. Correspondent Chris Livsay reports.
Ukrainian lawmaker Yaroslav Yarishin says at least 6 American companies produce GLONASS-compatible chips.
Microchip technology, Chandler, Arizona, that's my hometown. So to be clear, civilians are being killed.
Yes. And what we can do, we can stop to sell these chips.
None of the American companies would answer whether they do business in Russia.
Times are getting even tougher in the tech industry. Correspondent Steve Futterman explains.
Amazon had already announced major layoffs. Last year it said the number would be around 10,000. Now the company says it will be 18,000. It's the largest set of layoffs in the company's history, but it only represents a fraction of Amazon's 1.5 million employees worldwide.
The mastermind of the college admissions scandal, Rick Singer, has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins.
Any student or student athlete who spent their lives preparing to get into college or to compete in college athletics should be angry.
Singer was paid millions to bribe coaches, rig tests, and pump up resumes for children from wealthy families, including actors Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. There's a stunning new allegation leaked from Prince Harry's upcoming memoir, Spare. The BBC's Johnny Diamond has details on a Daily Mail exclusive.
Harry says that Prince William came to his home in 2019 to talk about their personal and professional lives, but that an argument soon ensued. He says that William described Meghan as rude, difficult, and abrasive. He says that William lost his temper, that both men were soon shouting at each other, and that William grabbed at Harry's neck and knocked him to the floor.
So far, no public reaction from the palace.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Broadway sets a new post-pandemic record.
Yeah, 21 of the 33 Broadway shows available broke the $1 million mark for the week ending Sunday. The Lion King made history with the biggest haul ever. It earned $4.3 million over 9 performances. That's significant because it has no stars and it's a 25-year-old show. The Music Man, starring Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster, was close behind, bringing in just under $4 million over 9 shows, while Wicked earned $3.1 million. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Check out the best McDonald's in the world.
The chicken was fresh, it was hot, it was peppery.
A local reporter sampled the goods at a Mickey D's in Welshpool, Wales, deemed the best anywhere by a Michelin-starred chef in the UK. The menu features truffle mayo and McFlurries dotted with Cadbury chocolate. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, January 5th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes. We can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.